programme in celebration of World Book Day.
This year, World Book Day takes place on the 3rd of March. It's a celebration of books, authors, illustrators and reading.
Today we are joined by Richard, Mitchell, Alana and Caitlin and Daniela, who are going to do some storytelling. But before we get into that, let's hear a bit about their favourite types of books and authors.
Richard, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what types of books you like?
I quite like sci-fi, you know, anything like, kind of like Star Wars.
Interesting.
And also horror, quite like when there's a lot of people trying to survive and there's something trying to kill them.
Bit gruesome, but okay.
Caitlin, who is your favourite author?
My favourite author is Jacqueline Wilson because she has written lots of really interesting stories and she's got a lot of details in the stories which makes it quite interesting as well.
What's your favourite Jacqueline Wilson book?
Very nice choice. Mitchell, what type of stories do you most enjoy to read?
I like sci-fi, I like horror, and I also like action and all of that.
Finally, Alana, what is your favourite book and why?
Matilda, my favourite book is Matilda, by Roald Dahl, because it's really funny. My favourite character is Miss Trunchbull.
Well, Alana, thanks for sharing that with us. We are now going to hear a selection of short stories from our guests.
The Three Little Pigs from The Revolting Rhymes by Roald Dahl. The animal I really dig above all others is the pig. Pigs are noble, pigs are clever, pigs are courteous. However, now and then, to break this rule, one meets a pig who is a fool. What, for example, would you say is strolling through the woods one day? Right there in front of you, you saw a pig who'd built his house out of straw? The wolf who saw it licked his lips and said, "That pig has had his chips." Little pig, let me in.
No, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. The little pig began to pray, but Wolfie blew his house away. He shouted, "Bacon, pork and ham, oh what a lucky wolf I am." And though he ate the pig quite fast, he carefully kept the tail till last. Wolf wandered on, a trifle bloated, surprise, surprise, for soon he noted another little house for pigs, and this one had been built of twigs.
Little pig, let me come in.
No, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
The wolf said,
"Okay, here we go."
He began to blow and blow. The little pig began to squeal. He cried,
"Oh, wolf, you've had one meal. Why can't we talk and make a deal?"
The wolf replied,
"Not on your Nelly."
And soon the pig was in his belly.
"Two juicy little pigs," the wolf cried, "but still I am not satisfied. I know full well my tummy's bulging, but oh, how I adore indulging."
So creeping quietly as a mouse, the wolf approached another house, a house which also had inside a little pig trying to hide. But this one, piggy number three, was bright and brainy as could be. No straw for him, no twigs or sticks. This pig had built his house of bricks.
"You'll not get me," the piggy cried.
"I'll blow you down," the wolf replied.
"You'll need," pig said, "a lot of puff, and I don't think you've got enough."
Wolf huffed and puffed and blew. The house stayed up as good as new.
"If I can't blow it down," Wolf said, "I'll have to blow it up instead. I'll come back in the dead of night and blow it up with dynamite."
Pig cried, "You brute, I might have known."
Then, picking up the telephone, he dialed as quickly as he could the number of Red Riding
Hood. "Hello," she said. "Who's speaking? Who?" "Oh, Oh, hello, Piggy. How do you do? Pig cried. I need your help, Miss Hood. Oh, help me, please. Do you think you could?
I'll try, of course, Miss Hood replied. What's on your mind?
A wolf, Pig cried. I know you've dealt with wolves before, and now I've got one at my door.
My darling Pig, she said, my sweet, there's nothing really up my street. I've just begun to wash my hair, but when it's dry, I'll be right there.
A short while later, through the wood, came striding brave Miss Riding Hood. The wolf stood there, his eyes ablaze, and yellowish like mayonnaise. His teeth were sharp, his gums were raw, and spit was dripping from his jaw. Once more the maiden's eyelid flickers, she draws a pistol from her knickers. Once more she hits the vital spot, and kills him with a single shot. Pig, peeping through the window, stood, and yelled, "Well done, Miss Riding Hood!"
Ah, Piglet, you must never trust young ladies from the upper crust. For now Miss Riding Hood one notes, not only has two wolf coats. When she goes from place to place, she has a pig skin traveling case.
Thank you, Richard, for that.
For great story.
And now for some more.
I will be reading the magic paintbrush, so enjoy. Every day, Ho looked after a rich farmer's cattle. He took hay to the field. The farmer did not pay him much. Ho had only dry bread to eat. One day, a very thin old man came up to the lane. He looked hungry. Ho gave his bread to the man. "Take this." "Thank you," said the man. He gave Ho a gift. It was a golden paintbrush. Ho made paints from plants, berries, and mud. "What shall I paint?" said Ho. He began to paint some hay. The hay became real. "This is a magic paintbrush." The sun was hot. The stream was dry. So hot, Ho painted a blue stream. The stream became real. Now the people and the animals had water to drink. The rich farmer had lots of food to eat. But the children and workers were hungry. Ho painted lots of food. It became real. Ho painted lots of things for people. They all became real. He painted a wheel, a bucket, and some clothes. The rich farmer wanted the magic paintbrush. He put Ho in jail and took the brush. The farmer was greedy. He painted gold, but the gold did not become real. "Oi, you! The paintbrush does not work for me. Pay me a mountain of gold," ordered the farmer. Ho painted the mountain of gold. He painted the blue sea all around it. The gold and the sea became real. The farmer was angry. "I cannot swim. Why did you paint the sea?" he shouted. "I will paint a ship for you," said Ho. The ship became real. The farmer set off in the ship. "When I get back, you will paint everything I want. The world will be mine," he laughed. But Ho painted a gale. The gale became real. It took the farmer far, far away. Ho returned to the farm. He painted things for those who were kind and good to others. The rich farmer was never seen again.
"I wish I were a dog. Dogs have all the fun.
Dogs can play around the park. Dogs can howl and bark.
They can chase robbers.
They can even be film stars.
I'm fed up. I wish I were a dog.
They chew old bones.
They are made to do tricks.
They can put on leaves.
And have to do as they're told.
Cats can do lots of things. Cats are clever.
Cats chase mice.
They can see in the dark.
And move without a sound.
Cats can jump high.
Cats climb trees.
They can prowl like tigers and come and go as they please. And of course, cats can sleep anywhere.
So you see, you are very special, just as you are.
I wish I were a cat.
Meow!
Thank you, Caitlin. That was some amazing storytelling.
Thanks, Daniela and Alana. I really thought there was a cat in the studio. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks to everyone for the fantastic storytelling and for helping us celebrate World Book Day.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Bye.